Phil was, you know, methodical and so blinkered. Michael with all his flair and all the rest of it. Bristow with his arrogance and get back, stand at the back of the stage and put his hair back like that.
AD, make a case for yourself. I know you're very humble for this. You don't do things like this. Make a case for you being in the
sport. Of course I am.
It's crazy, to be honest. TikTok at the minute is overtaking my life.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Checkout. This is a new four-part content series brought to you by AK Bet, where myself and the guests talk about all things Premier League and a few different storylines as well. With me for this episode, we have former Lakeside champ, Stephen Bunting.
Hello.
The legend that is Ross Bray.
Hello.
And multiple world champ, AD Lewis.
Hello.
How are you doing, guys? You okay?
All good. Brilliant.
Looking forward to this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to talk about our dream Premier League lineup. So the players that you just must have in your lineup, if you were picking out from anyone, they can be legends, goats, maybe even anyone just a bit quirkier as well. I'll throw a couple to start with, because I feel like you've got to have these guys, my opinion. You've got Michael Van Gerwen, the most successful player in Premier League history, and of course, the goat, Phil Taylor. Agree with those?
Yeah, of course. You couldn't have a legend Premier League without them two in it. I think as well, Eric Bristow, for what he did for the game, would be a fantastic player to be in it as well. And then I'll throw it over to you.
Thanks very much. No, I would definitely say that to know MVG and Phil, that's for sure. Eric, he's the one that done everything in the 80s. He was the one that put darts on the map, you know, in that sense, because of his dominance, his arrogance, his brilliance, you know what I mean?
Showmanship.
And showmanship. And everything that went with it. A fourth one? I'll tell you what, that's interesting, yeah.
Look, we've got someone who played in it 10 times on the end there.
I'll tell you what, in all honesty, if you're looking at excitement, and two-time world champion, of course, back-to-back, I must say. And I would stick AD in there for sure. Not because he's here either.
Yeah. Oh, you'd stick yourself in there, wouldn't you?
I wasn't nudging him or anything, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go obviously with the same. You've got to have the free in. And the fourth one.
Haven't mentioned people like Barney. Gary Anderson has won it a couple of times.
I put Gary in there, yeah. Otherwise, he'd be texting me when he watches this. I know. Still jammy git.
But you've been in some of the lineups that had these players.
Yeah. I think you'd have to go with Gary. Gary or Barney.
So it feels like you've come to this conclusion of you've got to have Phil, you've got to have Eric, you've got to have Michael Van Gerwen. It feels like that's non-negotiable. What makes them so, yes, great at darts, obviously, but they kind of have something else as well, don't they?
Yeah, I think just everything they did for the game, the showmanship, the brilliance on the board. They've all dominated in their eras. I think without a doubt, them three names are top of the sport, aren't they?
Yeah. I agree. You've got three completely different characters there as well.
Yeah.
You know, you've got Phil, who's, you know, methodical and so blinkered. Michael with all his flair and all the rest of it. Bristow with his arrogance get back, stand at the back of the stage and put his hair back like that. And I mean, in the days they used to smoke as well, didn't they? So he'd have a cigarette in his hand, which, you know, and a drink on the table. So you've got three completely different characters there, all brilliant at the one thing that they've done, you know, which was the darts, and all three dominated at one point as well, you know. So. They're the three that have definitely got them.
All have a massive fan bases as well.
Yes.
Yeah. You've got Luke.
Huge.
Like I say, they're just phenomenal players.
And even now, they've got a massive fan base. Even at the dance now. When we're standing at the dance now, you know, MVG obviously is still playing. Phil, you know, there's only one Phil Taylor. And you even hear Eric Bristow's name mentioned in the crowd. And, you know,
yeah, that's right. Now. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Sadly, he passed, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. So, you know, that's what makes them, I think.
Yeah.
Personally,
the guys
that have really, really got to be in there.
Fan bases and iconic in terms of Premier League. I often think about Rotterdam and Raymond van Barneveld, who's got the most appearances, 14 years he played in the Premier League. Is he in with a shout?
Of course, yeah. It's 5 times world champion. You've got to be in with a shout, haven't you? But like we said, there's Adrian, there's Gary. That last spot, to. There's a lot of pressure on us, pick four. And
very much so.
I think every one of those players we've mentioned are all in with a shout, to be fair.
AD, make a case for yourself. I know you're very humble for this. You don't do things like this. Make a case for you being in the sport.
Of course I am. Right, I know. I think just for the nine daughters of it, I think. Yeah. I think how many out? Two or three, I think, in the Premier League. So, you know, yeah, I think just on that fact. I wasn't the best.
Excitement, it's quick, rhythmic. There's no missing about. Gets up there, bang, bang, walks away.
And all the stuff that comes with me as well. Yeah.
There's a little bit of that.
That's always the exciting bit and all, isn't it?
And what about Gary Anderson then?
Gary Anderson, I'll tell you what. To me, I think Gary, alongside Ailey, is probably one of the loveliest throws as well. He's another one, gets in, gets on with it. Does the job, you know. There's always a shout for someone like Gary, and like you said, with Barney for sure.
Excitable to watch.
Yeah, that's a bit.
Power scorers.
But again, if you're talking about that type of thing, you know, a guy that you know has a money or has been in it is Wayne Marlow. You know, who's with you. I mean, he's just so full of bounce, Mr. Entertainment himself.
Yeah, flamboyant. Yeah,
and
brilliant.
Like we said earlier on, or said before, the Premier League's all about entertainment. Correct. It's all about having fun, correct, enjoying, for the crowd to come and have a look.
It's
and
a
enjoy.
Show, isn't it?
It's a show, exactly. And you know, there's no bigger showman than Wayne Marlow. When Wayne was on song, he was a brilliant dark player. Yeah.
We'll get on to the entertainers.
Okay.
But just in terms of these four players that we're kind of trying to get down to, you mentioned my friend Wayne. What about John Part as well? Because he was obviously
should probably be
in the mix.
Yeah, you know, he's a great player. He's probably one of the best counter I've ever seen in the game.
Geez, absolutely.
I think.
Better than me.
Yeah, well, I'm not mixing. I was going to say. This is a Russ. What's that, Russ? With the mic. John Ford. Yeah. You mean, obviously, like I say, he was a great one, too.
He's not just successful at that, though. Even in his commentary and stuff, he's one of my favourite commentators.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, I'd rather have him commentating for me. On the legends.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So you've mentioned that as one of your legendary commentators. If you had who would be your dream lineup of commentators? You've said John Part, so if you had someone in there with him.
Definitely John Part. Sid Waddell.
Kind of feels like it's got to be.
I think just a legendary. I mean, the World Championship trophy is named after the man.
Yeah.
It speaks volumes, and when I was growing up watching darts, he was the voice that you always used to listen to, and he was the sort of person that got me interested in darts, watching it as a kid growing up, and he'd have to be in a commentary box.
Feels like you've got to have Sid.
Definitely Sid Waddell. No, it's right. Sid Waddell number one, and I've got to be honest, I mean, not because he's, you know, works with you or anything and I've known him since he was nine, but Wayne Marlow, he's just full of buzz and full of bounce, and he just makes it exciting, you know, and that's what the game's all about. Sid done exactly, Sid with his comments and goodness knows what else, his eccentricity, is that a word?
Yes.
What a good word that is, isn't it? I don't know where I dug that out from. Essex boy finding that. It's nice. Special.
It's nice having them people who are in the commentary box as well, who know about the sport.
Yes. So even more so, know the game.
Mardell and John Part have all been there, seen it, done it.
They're correct, have been there and done it.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you, but I used to like Gwenny, John Gwen, Sid, and Dave Lanning.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm the old school type. That's it.
You mentioned entertainers, and we need them in the Premier League. I feel like you've become a bit of an entertainer. I said at the World, you're the people's champion. That's kind of what it feels like.
It's crazy, to be honest. TikTok at the minute is overtaking my life. Sort of every day now, there's a new TikTok.
Dance,
yeah, just dancing.
He does just all singing, all sorts.
I'm a singing egg on a few videos.
I've been with you singing, don't worry about that. Halfway around Germany.
Yeah, no, it's nice to be able to show your different side of personalities, and obviously people just watching on TV and just see you're just a darts player, but I think a lot of the players are more than that, and it's just nice to be able to show my personality to the fans, and I've gained so many fans as well by doing it.
People want to see you singing Have You Seen the Muffin Man? That's why.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, and just silly little videos like that. Yeah,
I can imagine.
Where did it all start from? Were you just kind of like, you just signed up to TikTok and you just like, I'll just give it a go?
Yeah, so me lad was just messing around with, he put a filter on, and I had like big curly pink hair, I think. And it just went from there and started getting views, and I thought, oh, we'll just go from there. And it just snowballed, and yeah, it's crazy now. Everyone's demanding memos off me and different types of things. It's a different side, but no, I really enjoy doing it, and I'll keep doing it while it keeps everyone happy.
You've even had one today off the lads, haven't you?
The only bad thing about it is people actually know me more from being on TikTok now than being a darts player. Oh, no. So might need to rein in.
Maybe this year, Steve. Maybe this year, mate.
I think that's a good thing, because you get to see people's personalities, and that's why we love some of the real entertaining. That's why we talk about Wayne, because how he sort of entertained people on the stage, if you know him well, you know he's an entertainer. He's kind of like that day to day, isn't he? But I think about Peter Wright, obviously, his whole kind of get up, the snake bite sort of persona, the fact he wears all these crazy colours, his hair, the little kind of dance across the stage.
Yeah, and this is what we want to see in the game. You want to see personalities, you want to see people like that. Believe it or not, one of the funniest guys on the circuit is Joe Cullen.
Joe Cullen,
he's a prankster, he's a joker, he's I can't tell you what he says to me on stage.
Yeah, maybe
but
keep
that seriously, yourself. I'll keep that quiet. But he's just one of the funniest guys about, and he really is a fabulous, fabulous character.
I think Wayne Mardell was the first one when he put the fancy dress and obviously everything.
Yeah.
And even now at exhibitions that he does, he hits a 180. He probably doesn't hit as many as he used to. He hits a 180 and he'll run around the whole room. And it's just so good to watch. And that's why he's still so popular today.
I think, yeah, like you say, he's got a lot of charisma, anti Wayne. And he's fantastic.
He's got a lot of energy. a lot of energy. Anyone else spring to mind? Because these days, you mentioned Joe Cullen. Obviously, he's got the Oasis walk on. All of that kind of helps. Like Nathan, brilliant in that aspect as well, with Mr. Brightside. Dimitri, who likes to do
he likes
a little
dance
on the
stage. Closely followed by Kirk Shepherd.
You mentioned Dimitri there. You know, Dimitri it's entertaining. He gets up there and he waits for the crowd and then he gives it his what's his name? His little dance.
Devon.
You know, so there's some good entertainers out there. Who can throw
that? Yeah, well, that's the thing as well, because there are some who I suppose entertain you more during the match. Someone like maybe a Scott Williams.
Yeah, with the bright yellow shoes that he used to wear.
I think he got stopped from wearing it.
Did he get stopped?
I think so.
They didn't look that comfortable either, though.
Didn't buy it either.
But I think you're right. I think Wayne Mardell obviously brought all the fancy dress into it and all the all that kind of swagger and everything else.
Yeah. You see the likes of Ross Smith walking out now, throwing shirts out, showing a different side of his personality.
Damon Hatter's another one who's
Fireman's
cricket and...
Yeah. He got a bit of stick, didn't he, in Blackpool.
Tell you what, who's the original, though? Bobby Jones.
Yes.
With all the bling and gun there, Bobby Jones the original.
And the candelabra.
And the candelabra walking out with the cape and everything. So, you know, when you look at entertainers within the game, it's lovely when you see that, obviously they can play the game, but they can also please the crowd.
And that's what he's about as well. I think that's what he says about. I think it's about interaction with the crowd.
Yeah.
And obviously doing your job at the same time.
Even now, Bobby George, when he does his exhibition, still comes out with the candelabra and the key. And it takes him half an hour now to walk to the stage. So by the time he's finished the walk on, the darts is finished. But he is a good lad.
So who are your must-haves then in terms of entertainment-wise in the Premier League lineup?
Peter Wright would be one.
Yeah. Wayne?
Wayne Mardell would definitely be one.
If we're picking four,
I'd go with. I think if Demi was a bit faster thrower,
yeah,
I think I'd pick Demi. Yeah, I'm putting myself in.
Wayne and Peter.
Big entertainer.
Wayne, Demi, Peter. I'll go with that.
I'd call Demi. Yeah,
Demi
and
Dev.
And
what Devon?
Oh, Dev. Yeah. Devon Peterson. Yeah, why not?
Another dancer.
Dancing Devon.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, the way he prances around on the stage.
I need to start dancing, don't I?
You do in your TikToks, just bring it to the dance.
I really love Ricky Evans.
Oh, Ricky Evans as well.
Yeah.
Christmas hat.
Yeah, Maverick.
Yeah. Damon Hatter started wearing God knows whatever he is. He's going to wear on whatever walk on.
So there's six, yeah?
I think we've covered them all. Yeah, and some. We've covered them all and some. They're the guys that are pretty to watch.
Yeah, they're the entertainers.
So we've got our four entertainers. Right. I don't think we settled the four goats because we had Phil, we had Michael Van Gerwen, and we had Eric Bristow. But you couldn't come to an agreement on the fourth.
I think Barney, just for the Rotterdam effect, five times world champion, everything he's done for the sport, coming up from a postman to being multiple world champions, an incredible story. And I just think, yeah, he just pips AD and Gary Anderson, to be honest.
Boo.
But you got, I'll tell you what, one difference you got there. Barney won 4 of his world championships in the BDO and 1 in the PDC. Both Gary and AD done back to back in the PDC. Back to back is even harder to make, retain it. You can't take anything away from what Barney's done and what Barney's achieved and how good he is. I'm going to go join.
You're so, just because he's sitting next to you, you just have to have him in there.
Oh, no. Sorry, he's paying me later.
So, AD and Gary. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agree with that.
Yeah. Well, I've got no choice, haven't I?
We've suddenly got 5 in there now. No, you're 5.
I agree with that too. Okay, so, sorry, Barney.
Sorry, Barney.
I'll let you have 5. That's fine. So there we have it then. We have our dream lineup. Let us know what you think. Write your comments and make sure you're following all the AK Bets social accounts as well. And we'll see you for the next episode.